Hurricane Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Hey,
good morning. As we touched on, you guys had an extremely competitive game up at James Madison on Saturday. Come up a little short as JMU scores a couple times in the fourth quarter to win 28-10. Give me your impressions on that game as you've gone back and looked at film.
Yeah, I thought first and foremost, obviously, the atmosphere that we were able to play in. It was a great way to start off, you know, the weekend there with it being sold out, and just, you know, really, really competitive game. You know, we, like you said, it was, you know, we had them 10-7, and then it got to be 14-10, I think with 9 or 10 minutes left in the fourth. And, you know, I would say there's a reason why probably they're number one, and we're trying to be, you know, take that next step as a program. You know, they made the plays in the fourth quarter, obviously, and we did not. We had way too many, you know, three and outs late. I think 10 out of our 15 drives were under 2 minutes on the day. So you got to give credit to them. Obviously, we can play better, but ultimately, there's, you know, they made all the plays and we didn't. And I got to give them credit. They're extremely well coached. I have a lot of respect for their program and the way they do things. So we'll keep grinding. We'll keep working away at it. And, you know, hopefully we can start to see ourselves in that position again and hopefully make plays in the fourth quarter to win the game.
I want to go back and kind of look at both sides of the ball, but start on your defense, because that's an offense that, as everybody knows, is one of the top-ranked offenses in the country. You've just been steamrolling people and put a lot of points on the board, and you guys hold them to 7 points into the third quarter. What was so effective defensively for your guys?
You know, I think just being disciplined. I think coming in, you know, we felt like the teams that had played them on film were just not very disciplined, doing some things that, to be honest, we really couldn't really figure out what was going on. So we just talked to our guys about playing our brand of defense, being disciplined, getting lined up. We knew tackling was going to be extremely, extremely important. I think we did that for most of the day. We had a couple plays where their athletes made some guys miss from us, so that was kind of hard. But ultimately, I think it's just playing a disciplined game, really communicating in that environment, and you know, we played really well, and I think our guys were up to the challenge. You know, but you know, Brian Shore made a lot of plays, obviously, as he does all the time. Made some throws that you know, you usually don't see in this league, some big time throws, and their receivers made some big time plays. So, but I was very, very happy with the way our defense played, and it just turned out at the end. And I know, you know, both coaches talked about, we just got a little worn out there at the end, especially mentally. And I think that obviously we just couldn't get the momentum back on our side offensively to do anything.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You talked about the tackling, and I thought one of the guys that was just spectacular all day long was Sterling Sheffield. 8 tackles, he had a couple, 2.5 sacks, picked off a pass, just seemed to be all over the field. Can you sort of talk about his performance?
Yeah, we felt as a coaching staff after watching the tape, you know, from yesterday, that was probably Sterling's best game in a Maine uniform, to be honest with you. So, you know, we're extremely happy. You know, Chef in the past has pressed a lot, maybe tried to make too many plays. But I think he just played within himself. You know, we put him in a lot of different spots in different packages to kind of highlight his talents. And yesterday he played really, really well. We were very happy with him, and obviously we'll continue to try and put himself, you know, in some situations where we can, you know, take advantage of some matchups, but that's just who he is, and it's great to see in an environment like that against that team to have one of your best players show up and play well. So, you know, we're excited, obviously, about moving forward with that, and, you know, hopefully Chef can continue to play like that.
We got a media question in queue.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Larry, what's up?
Couple questions. First of all, you know, obviously a tough day for Chris Ferguson. Is he still your quarterback? Do you rethink that in looking ahead to Villanova? And an injury update. I know DeAndre Scott and Ernest Edwards got dinged up a little bit.
Yeah, Ferg's our quarterback. Obviously, he had an extremely, extremely difficult day. He knows that. You know, he stood up and took onus for it. He talked to the offense. We started off the offensive meeting yesterday with him talking about it. And that's the kid he is, and he's our quarterback. He'll get it cleaned up. You know, we're confident in that. But obviously did not play how he should have by no means on Saturday. But I know he'll come back and work this week. So yes, it was disappointing to see him play like that, but I know he's got what it takes to bounce back from that. And then obviously DeAndre is going to get evaluated here this week. Ernest will be fine. Just a little contusion on his hip, so he'll be good.
Concussion protocol for DeAndre again?
We don't know yet. He's got to wait to see the doctor. He just kind of got kicked in the jaw, so he had a cut lip. And then obviously with the heat like that, so I won't say it's that yet, but we're going to take it day by day.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Yep.
Joe, Chris has been so good over the first couple of games. When you have a situation like Saturday, as you mentioned, in that environment, a defense like JMU, is that just part of the growth process for a quarterback, something you can't really simulate in practice?
Yeah, you know, I think, we just got to remember that he is a freshman. Obviously, you know, what caught us off guard was that he played in an environment at New Hampshire and played really well. And that was, that's first game of the year, ranked opponent, rival, all those things. So, the nerves and stuff like that, we didn't see there. And obviously, we didn't see it in the home opener. Yes, it is a different deal going down there in number one and all those things in that environment with 25,000 people. But, you know, that's kind of a mystery to us right now in terms of why some certain things happen. So, you know, we're just trying to figure that out. But, I think the kid has what it takes to bounce back. I know he will. Like I said, he's got something about him. He knows he played bad, to be completely honest, and he'll bounce back. I know he will. I know he's going to be dedicated to it and prepare himself the right way. We were, though, as a staff, taken back by it a little bit because we hadn't seen it. We figured if we were to see that, we would have probably seen it at New Hampshire or seen it in a home opener. But, I just think we got to progress him from here, and he'll come back and he'll work hard, and I know our coaching staff will put him in the right situation.
Josh Mack came in as the leading rusher in the nation, going up against, as I mentioned, one of the nation's top-ranked run defenses, and he certainly had a nice day, 24 carries, 144 yards, the big 60-yard touchdown early in the second half to give you the lead. Talk about his effort and also the effort of your offensive line to be able to clear some space for him.
Yeah, obviously it starts right there. I thought our O-line played pretty well all day. They were physical at the point of attack. Their D-line is very good. I thought that was a battle all week in terms of when we were talking about it, and it proved to be on Saturday. So, obviously, Josh had some good runs because of them. Obviously, broke the game open there for us for a couple minutes with that 10-7 lead and be able to take that 57 yards. And, it's just continuing on his development. And, obviously, he's going to set the tone for us on offense and going to allow us. Obviously, we were hoping we can get him in the 30 carries, but just when we were down, 21-10 there in the fourth quarter, kind of changes things. Obviously, with how you're trying to get back into the game a little bit, and then obviously when it was 28-10, I think we threw the ball another bunch of times there. So obviously, he would have had more if we can get him to that, but I just think the way the game kind of panned out there late in the fourth is we had to start throwing and trying to move it quickly.
We're here with Joe Harris-Simiak, the head coach at Maine. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We touched on it a little bit last week, but obviously due to the unfortunate circumstances of the hurricane, you lost a game that you were scheduled to have this week with UCF, and gives you guys a second bye in a three-week span. Obviously, there's not a whole lot you can do about that, but how have you addressed it with the team, and how do you plan to handle it?
Yeah, so I'll be honest. It's a little awkward from a standpoint of we haven't played back-to-back games in a seven-day window yet, and we won't until our home open, or coming back for our second home game against Rhode Island after Villanova on October 7th. So, just getting into the rhythm of a season is kind of weird. But obviously, we're getting time off to heal and physically and mentally come back and be ready for these games. So you got to look at it as a positive. So we'll kind of keep the same mentality as we had that first bye week, try and get our guys back, and probably have two practices during the week, and then the coaches will head out for recruiting on probably Thursday night and stuff like that. So we'll keep that same thing, Same plan, but, you know, there's two sides of it. Yeah, we're a little bit worried about not getting into a rhythm, but obviously the flip side of that is getting rest and recovery. So we just got to stay mentally tuned in. That's my biggest worry, just mentally prepare ourselves for the Villanova game coming up and just make sure we stay in tune, because after that it's 8 straight weeks and we got to be ready for that.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks.